The following episode of Monday Afternoon Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on April 27th, 2026 at 5 p.m. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. It is a beautiful spring afternoon out there in the Gallatin Valley. Hope you're enjoying it a little bit at least. It's a little crisp, but sun shining and nice spring day. I'm going to play you some music for the next hour, get us up to Democracy Now. Before I jump into that, I do want to remind you that Give Big Gallatin Valley is coming up on Thursday. It starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday, runs through 6 p.m. on Friday. It's an opportunity for a bunch of the nonprofits in Bozeman to get out there and solicit some donations on a targeted giving day. And you can go to givebiggv.org to donate. You can also donate directly to KGVM at any time by going to kgvm.org. There's a support button at the top of the homepage. You can hit that, and it'll take you to a place where you can do an online donation. Or you can also donate through Venmo. You can Venmo KGVM959 with a donation as well. And both the online donation and Venmo have an option to do a monthly or a yearly recurring donation. A sustaining membership to KGVM, we especially like those. So we hope that you'll help us out with a little financial support if you're able. If you're not, we hope that you just enjoy what you hear on KGVM. And it is our birthday coming up. If you want to give us a donation, you can tag it as a birthday present for KGVM. We first went on the air on the 11th of May of 2018, so coming up on 8 years on the air here in the Gallatin Valley. It's been a blast. Before I get into some music, I do want to thank one of our underwriters, and then we'll listen to today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows Under the Stars and Among the Pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. Their summer concert series kicks off with the North Mississippi All-Stars with opener Aaron Gole on Thursday, May 28th. North Fork Crossing plays on Friday, May 29th. Dogs in a Pile are on Saturday, the 30th. Red Shahan with Brennan Scott Green on Sunday, the 31st. Colorado College Bluegrass Ensemble on Wednesday, June 3rd. Humphreys McGee for three nights, Thursday through Saturday, June 4th through 6th. Tom Catmull on Sunday, June 7th. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Ballots are reaching Bozeman voters for a school district election for two Bozeman school trustee seats and two general fund levy requests. In the race between the two elementary and high school trustee seats, incumbents Kevin Black and Greg Neal both filed for re-election, and Patrick Zimney also has filed for a school board seat. The top two vote-getters will serve a term of 3 years. Voters will also consider two operating levies for school programs and staffing. One levy seeks $1.2 million each year for elementary schools, and the other $600,000 each year for high schools. Bozeman Public Schools said the combined $1.8 million request matches the annual debt payment on bonds issued in 2006 for Bozeman High School renovations. Those bonds are set to expire once they're paid off, making the overall district tax revenue change neutral, the school district said. The Bozeman School District says that some taxpayers would pay an increase because Big Sky homes and taxpayers are no longer part of the Bozeman School District. That means the cost of the new levy levies would be shared by fewer taxpayers. For a home valued at $600,000, the estimated net annual tax impact will be an additional $8.81 in property taxes. Since most homes are valued at far more than that amount, people can calculate their expected tax increase. An informational mailer was sent to Bozeman School District voters. Ballots must be returned to the Gallatin County Election Office by 8 p.m. on May 5th, Election Day. The school district election is an all-mail ballot election, and there's a problem with the return envelopes. The Postal Service was first to notice that something wasn't right with the ballot return envelopes in Gallatin County's 2026 school elections. When the envelopes containing the earliest returned ballots were scanned the week of April 20th by USPS, the destination came up as Poplar, Montana, a small town on the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux Reservation, about 450 miles northeast of the elections office at the Gallatin County Courthouse in Bozeman. The pre-printed Gallatin County Election Administrator address on the envelope was correct. The barcode wasn't. Postal workers are now sorting the ballots according to the address printed on the envelopes and ignoring the barcode. It's no small matter because school elections are conducted entirely by mail, which in Gallatin County this spring involves 77,000 ballots. The barcode mix-up concerns the template envelope used by county election offices across the state. All the pertinent local information is added to the template used by the printer to produce the envelopes. In Gallatin County's case, the sample barcode on the template was not replaced with a barcode specific to Gallatin County. The template barcode is for Poplar, and it's the same barcode that's on the already printed envelopes for Gallatin County's June 2nd primary election, which features some doozy primary races for the state legislature, including the race between incumbent Republican Senator Shelley Vance and challenger Caleb Hinkle in Senate District 34, and Democrats Kelly Cordom and Becky Edwards in Senate District 32. Aside from the barcode issues on the ballot return envelopes, a more widespread challenge tripping up voters is the state's new requirement that voters write their birth year on return ballot envelopes. For voters who don't follow the new instructions, they risk having their ballot disqualified. Give Big Gallatin Valley is happening this week, and it's important for KGVM Bozeman, your Gallatin Valley community radio station. Give Big Gallatin Valley is a 24-hour online day of giving for all nonprofit organizations in the Gallatin Valley. The event starts at 6 p.m. Thursday, April 30th, through 6 p.m. Friday, May 1st. KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, is participating in Give Big, and we hope that you will too. Please give generously. Give big to KGVM at givebiggv.org. We thank you. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I thought I would start out this afternoon's music with a tribute to Dave Mason. He passed away a couple days ago, and my deepest association of Dave Mason is as a founding member of the band Traffic. He played with them on their first album, Dear Mr. Fan, or Mr. Fantasy, I guess, and then he left for a little while, came back to record their second album, just titled Traffic, and then took off on a solo career. And made a lot of great music over the years. So I thought I'd play a couple. I'm going to start out with a couple of his hits, live versions of them from his album Dave Mason Is Alive. Play Only You Know and I Know and Feeling All Right. He wrote that song and Traffic played it on their second album. And then I'll play Traffic's version of Dear Mr. Fantasy. Dave Mason didn't write that one. It was on the Mr. Fantasy album, but he did play bass on that one. So here's a little Dave Mason for you. Rest in peace, Dave.
Okay, we'd like to do something called Only You Know and I Know. Only you know and I know. All the love that we've got to show.
Thank you. song, play guitar, make it snappy. Out and tease. Please don't be sad if it was the straight man you had. He wouldn't have known you were these days.
Traffic there. Dave Mason on bass. Dear Mr. Fantasy, for that, a couple live cuts by Dave Mason from his Dave Mason Is Alive album. Feeling All Right and Only You Know and I Know. I mentioned earlier Dave Mason passed away a couple days ago, so paying a little tribute to him here on KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I'm playing you some music on this beautiful spring afternoon, Monday, the 27th of April. I'm going to keep going with that, but first I want to thank an underwriter here, and then we'll hear today's climate connections as well.
Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four.
KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Across much of the U.S., electricity costs are rising, but you may not know how those prices are determined, or that you have a voice in the process. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, a nonprofit that advocates for ratepayers. He says to raise rates, utility companies must submit a proposal to a state's Public Utility Commission.
They are in charge of what you're paying for electricity, natural gas, and sometimes water. They're in charge of mapping and setting a course for your state as to what the energy future looks like.
The commission evaluates the proposed rate hike and what's driving it, like fuel prices or investments in the grid. They may also examine how rising costs are distributed among residential, commercial, and industrial customers, and if the utility's proposed profit margins are reasonable. Most states have a consumer advocate division or a nonprofit like Contents to represent ratepayers during this process. But there are opportunities for ratepayers to weigh in too.
What we want to see is more people participate in these processes.
Content encourages people to attend public hearings and tell the commission what rate hikes will mean for their lives. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, I want to remind you, KGVM's 8th birthday is coming up in a big hurry. We got on the air for the first time on the 11th of May of 2018, so coming up fast. If you'd like to give KGVM a birthday present and help support our programming, you can visit kgvm.org, hit the support button at the top of the homepage, or you can Venmo KGVM 959. Either of those have an option to do a recurring monthly or yearly donation. Even a $5 a month donation does a lot to help keep us on the air here at KGVM. Another option is Give Big GV. That's coming up here Thursday 6 p.m. to Friday 6 p.m. So you can go to givebiggv.org and make a donation there as well. And with that, I better get on to some more music. I'm going to play some new things that I've picked up recently. First up, brand new release by Comeback K from right here in Bozeman. New album Fleeting Volume 2 just dropped. I'm going to play the leading cut, Some Advice. Then the leading cut from Courtney Barnett's new album, Creature of Habit. It's called Stay in Your Lane. Good advice, no matter what you're doing. And then the new Black Crowes release, A Pound of Feathers. I'll play you the leading cut off of that also. It's called Profane Prophecy.
Wasted my education and half my working life. There ain't gonna be no going back now. There ain't gonna be no rewrites. So now you're asking me a question. Said you're looking for advice. Should you follow in my footsteps? Let me try and be concise. This little thing they call a job will consume your life. So just when you find your footing, they call you in for closed door talks. When you ask a couple questions, they're already changing all the locks. You'll get none of it in writing, and they'll say they sympathize. So should you follow in my footsteps? Let me try and be precise. This little thing they call a job will append your life. So when I uprooted my family, I thought it'd be a better fit. During my own personal tragedy, nobody understood any of it. I could have walked right out the door, nobody would have flinched. That position wasn't useful, then why the hell did it exist? So just keep this in mind as you struggle for the light. This little thing is just a job, well, it ain't your life.
I know you're trying to help me. I know you're
All right, that's the noose. Cut by the Black Crowes from their album A Pound of Feathers, Profane Prophecy. Before that, Courtney Barnett did Stay in Your Lane, and Comeback Kay did Some Advice. Remember when the first Black Crowes album came out? It turns out some of the songs didn't sound all that much different from that song Profane Prophecy. Anyway, I'm going to play a couple of blues cuts next. I have this thing in my head that has this strong association between Christone Kingfish Ingram and Samantha Fish, because I kind of discovered both artists at about the same time. So I'm going to play a cut by each of them. I'll play a cut by Kingfish from the 2025 album Hard Road called Voodoo Charm, and then one from Samantha Fish's 2025 album Paper Doll called Can You Handle the Heat?
Working this morning, my baby's voodoo charm. Without a warning, she got her mojo on. Her spell is strong, my baby's voodoo charm. Full of money, nothing better ever been.
Bye. now, darling, dare not waste my time. What you say, I beg your pardon. Kiss me like a lie.
Can you handle the heat? That is Samantha Fish. Before that, Christone Kingfish Ingram did Voodoo Charm. This is KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. And I want to thank another of our underwriters that helped support our programming. Then we'll hear today's labor history in two. KGVM thanks the Bozeman Folklore Society for their support. The Bozeman Folklore Society is dedicated to promoting, preserving, enjoying, and teaching the music, dance, and arts of traditional cultures. The Celtic Collective plays music at Valhalla Meadery on Friday evenings, and there's an open Celtic jam at Valhalla Meadery on Sunday afternoons. On Saturday, May 16th, BFS will host a family and community contra dance. Family dance starts at 5:30, there's a potluck dinner at 6:30. Community dancing starts with a beginner's workshop at 7:30 p.m. This will take place at Eagle Mount. Tony McManus will play a concert for the Bozeman Folklore Society on Thursday, May 21st at the Gallatin Labor Temple. More information on all BFS activities is available at bozemanfolklore.org or on the Bozeman Folklore Society Facebook page.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1978. That was the day a West Virginia cooling tower under construction collapsed, plunging 51 workers to their deaths. It was considered the worst non-mining disaster in West Virginia history. It's also the worst accident in the history of the country's construction industry. Cooling towers were under construction at the Pleasants Power Plant at Willow Island. Union building tradesmen built up the walls of the tower from scaffolding bolted to it. As each section was poured, the forms would be removed and the scaffolding raised and bolted to the new section. The tower had reached about 168 feet when the previous day's concrete walls began to peel away from the tower. The scaffolding plummeted, as did the workers. Many could only be identified by the contents of their wallet. The Steele family was beyond devastated with the loss of 10 family members. In a 2008 retrospective by Ken Ward Jr. of the Charleston Gazette reported, quote, "A mix of safety lapses combined to bring the tower crashing down. Concrete in the previous day's lift hadn't hardened enough to hold the scaffolding. Key bolts meant to attach the scaffolding to the tower were missing. An elaborate concrete hoisting system was modified without proper engineering review. Contractors were rushing to speed construction." Dr. Celeste Monforton of the Milken Institute School of Public Health noted that the case highlights still relevant issues. Inadequate OSHA penalties, no criminal sanctions, holding workers responsible for contractors' mistakes, ignoring of previous warning signs, and a disconnect between abstract calculations and real-world applications. Ken Ward Jr. noted in his retrospective that in 2008, there was still no state public employee OSHA program in West Virginia. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.
All right, I want to finish up maybe a little soul R&B sound for you. I'm going to play the latest single by Desperate Electric, We Can Go All Night. They're from over in Butte. And then Stillgun's song Go Girl off their album A La Mode. And finish up with As Much As I Can Squeeze In of Corey Wong off of his new album Lost in the Wonder with Stay With Me.
Is it me you crave? Tell me where to go, baby. We can take it slow. You're crazy, losing all control. So maybe you tell me where to go. Take it slow, you're crazy, losing all control. So maybe you tell me where to go, and we'll make it. And baby, I know you got flavor. And baby, you can save a mix for later. Come test, come play. If you ever wanna taste it, it's still gone, no qualm with the band that I'm playing. What you saying is this amazing. My ship is sailing. I want you, baby. You want my babies. I think you crazy. I think I'm crazy. Your friends is crazy. It's time to jet. It's time to jet. Tell me where to go, baby. We can't take it slow. Control. So maybe you tell me where to go, and we'll make it. Tell me where to go, baby. We can't take it slow.
side.